Hello, my name is Ashish, and welcome to the Story and Song Podcast. Well, you'd agree that we live in a very multicultural, multicolored, multi-splendid world. Each and every culture on the face of this planet has many stories and songs that dwell on life, other worlds, spirits, children, work, ambitions, and all manner of eccentricities. Vijay, my co-host, and I have always found these stories and songs to be educational and entertaining. Wouldn't you agree, Vijay?
Yes, of course. Which is why in each episode of the podcast, we will recount one fun, relevant, and intriguing story and recite an associated song. If that brings a smile to your face, makes your day, or allows you to deal with a life event, that will bring us the greatest joy. So let's dig in.
Yes, indeed, let us. So here is a story about Lord Ganesha, the elephant-headed, the pot-bellied god from Hindu mythology.
How Lord Ganesha got married. As Ganesha had an elephant head and a pot belly, there was no girl ready to marry him. While every god had someone, he did not have anyone. This angered him, and he started creating troubles in the marriages of the other gods. Using the help of his mouse friends, yes, he had mouse friends, he asked them to dig holes along the way on which the wedding procession of gods went. With broken wills and a host of problems that followed, the gods got very, very angry. So they complained to Lord Brahma, who agreed to help them.
Lord Brahma created two beautiful girls, Riddhi, who was the goddess of wealth and prosperity, and Siddhi, who was the goddess of intellectual and spiritual power, and married them to Ganesha. Thus, Lord Ganesha's big problem was solved. They eventually had two sons together, Shubha, or auspiciousness, and Labha, which is profit. Fun story, huh?
Fun story, yes. So
I am married now, but there was, of course, a time when I wasn't. And I remember a time when one of my friends got married and got jealous and very angry at him. And we got angry at him. Well, simply because he chose not to hang out with us as much anymore. I know how Ganesha must have felt.
Okay, first song. Now we have song from Sanskrit, which is the oldest language. Or it's also called mantra for Lord Ganesha. It goes like this. Vakratunda Mahakaya Surya Koti Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurume Deva Sarvakaryeshu Sarvadam.
It's beautiful. So it means, O God with the twisted trunk, broad-bodied and brilliant as thousand suns, bless me with freedom from obstructions and hindrances in all my work and for all times. This is a very popular prayer to Lord Ganesha, typically chanted at the beginning of any new undertaking or even any activity, like when you are leaving for school or work or starting a new project. With this song, we seek Lord Ganesha's blessing to pave the way for our desired undertaking to bear ample fruit.
Okay, and that's all for our episode 1 of the Story and Song Podcast. We hope you have enjoyed it as much as we have done creating it.
Until next time, smile and keep your spirits high. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Vakratunda Mahakaya Suryakoti Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurume Deva Sarvakaryeshu Sarvada.